Right now, here's what's trending.
Well, the Bills got in front of the press yesterday to talk about the game coming up this weekend. A lot of chatter, but going into it, Taron Johnson finds out just before, oh, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Okay.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I'm just thankful for the opportunity to continue to play with these boys and just want to keep progressing.
Coach, talking about the Chiefs' defense.
Coach Spags does a great job, along with their defensive staff. I know quite a few of those guys, and they do such a great job. They've certainly got good personnel, and you know they create a lot of chaos around the line of scrimmage by some of the things that they do. And then, obviously, Chris Jones is a big force up front for what they're trying to get done.
More on the Chiefs from Sean McDermott.
They've got a tremendous amount of poise. I think I mentioned this on Monday's call. You know, tremendous amount of poise, composure. They've been, you know, to where many teams are trying to get to multiple times now. So I'm sure that's where some of the composure and poise comes from. And then this year with winning, the ways that they've been able to win, coming from behind, having a lead and then opening up the lead. So they've won just about every way you could win.
Josh talks about playing this team. And obviously people make a lot of comparison between the two quarterbacks.
If you look at their squad, their roster, the sustained success that they've had, obviously I think it starts top down with them, their head coach, their quarterback, their defensive coordinator, guys that are all really, really dang good at what they do. Anytime you're going against a quarterback like Pat, you got to make sure that on the offensive side of the ball, you're doing everything right. So again, that's all we're trying to do is just have a good week of practice and then just try to go out there and execute against a really good defense on Sunday.
So Spencer Brown has been fined $12,000. He could appeal it, but he's been fined $12,000 for a conversation on the field after someone was a little bit rough with our quarterback, went and had a chat with him to have some words. You know, you want to remind everybody of the rules. Ryan Fitzpatrick has said, tell you what, I like what you did. Sorry you got fined. But to make up for it, I'll make a donation to a charity of your choice for the same amount that you've been fined, which is a sweet gesture from a former Bill now turned broadcaster. By the way, Spencer Brown talking about his ankle injury.
Pretty sore and swollen, but yeah, that's gonna be a given, rolling your ankle like that. I'm hopeful as well. We'll just see how it goes this week and hopefully roll it a bit on Sunday and go.
Some more news on the break-in at the home of Patrick Mahomes. Two star players from the Chiefs had their homes broken into back at the beginning of October, and this happened while there was a game going on. So it's rumored that some of the stuff stolen from Patrick Mahomes' home included the jersey he wore during his first Super Bowl championship, about $100,000 worth of stuff, jewelry, and whatnot. We'd heard that there was $20,000 cash taken from the home of Kelsey. And those are the details that we have as far as those break-ins. Don't know if they have anybody in custody at this time, but some more details coming up. They hadn't revealed what was taken from Mahomes' home, and while those are rumors right now, we'll wait and see if that's part of the official filing police report. This weekend is the big fight. Friday night, Tyson, Jake Paul. Las Vegas is rooting for Jake Paul to beat Mike Tyson. So tomorrow night, the finally face-off. This is going to be broadcast on just regular subscription Netflix.
Is this really a fight? Like, Jake Paul, like, do you think that they talk and say, okay, let's make sure we give people their money's worth, so let's go, like, four rounds, then all bets are off, and then we'll really fight? Because people are really disappointed when it's, like, in 2 seconds a knockout, don't you think?
Jake Paul, I think there's an element of showmanship. I think, honestly, the checks have already been cut.
Yeah, right.
So now just finish through. Tell you what, you give me four lefts and then give me an upper and then...
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
Some jabbing.
Something in my heart says, please do what is real. Make it work.
Oh, give the people what they rabbit. Want. No. You mean it's like a real fight? I don't know
the
about that.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
I understand.
I don't know.
They're going to spar.
Yeah, like, but...
Jan.
Yeah.
Entertainment wrestling does really, really well.
It does.
Good point.
I
point
love
Nick.
The WWE.
Exactly. Yeah. And
but,
this,
I mean,
I don't know. I hope boxing is as pure as those that engage in it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of boxing roots in Buffalo, I think. And I think it used to be that way, but
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. It's going to be good.
I think it was, but every time, this, you know, a docu-movie comes out, to set the record straight, and you find out, oh, that really was rigged. Okay. I don't know. I don't know enough about boxing. I'm not deep into it. I know who the guys are fighting on Friday, and I really don't have any stake in the game, I know a lot of people are putting money on this
thing.
I'm going to watch. And the fact that you don't have to go, like, if you subscribe to Netflix, it just comes with a subscription.
Yeah, the fact so
if you don't, if you don't have it, then find a friend that does and hang out with them for the night and see what happens.
It's not like I can share.
No, no, you can't share weeds. That would be impossible.
Thanks.
This is interesting. Give credit for creativity here. It's a bunch of people in California. Four Californians have been arrested in connection with insurance fraud. See, what had happened was there was Ring Cam video of a bear damaging their cars that were parked out front. So imagine you, and it's California. It's not uncommon for a bear to come out of the woods and down from the hill or whatever. So the suspects filed a claim with their insurance program saying that a bear got into their car. Nice car, by the way. It's a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost. And even if it's 14 years old, it's still worth a good chunk of money. It was damaged with the inside and outside covered with scratches. The insurance department said that the suspects provided video to show that there's a bear in the car. Bear broke in from maybe left some food in there or something like that. Also damaged was a 2015 Mercedes. That was a G63 and a 2022 E350. Nice cars. Problem is, when wildlife and insurance people got together, like, these are not consistent with bear damage. Turns out, there was a bear costume and a staged break-in on the car.
Mm.
So now you have a picture of the bear costume. When you look at the video, like, that's a guy in a bear costume. It's not straight on, so it looks like, well, maybe it's a bear, but upon further inspection,
there was a bear.
Nope, it was a scam. The suspects were defrauding the insurance company for over $140,000. Not good, not good at all. 701 is the time. News this morning is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.